I was like, oh, you know where the bathroom's at?
Classic.
Yeah. And then I was just like, oh, over there. I was like, oh, cool. And I went back. And then as I walked back, I was like, I didn't need to go to the bathroom.
I like how you admitted it. You just messed up immediately.
I did. I just wanted to say you're very pretty. I was like, you probably have a boyfriend, right?
Welcome back to another episode of Bulgogi Pod.
Bulgogi.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. You pronounced it correctly. But yeah, today we have on Danny Plums. He is a LA-based comedian, and you guys can check out his podcast, Afro Noodles. He's Plums Plums on Instagram, TikTok. Is it the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice. And anything else you want to plug?
No.
Okay.
Nah. I'm just out there, you know?
Yeah, he's in the streets. But yeah, today we talk a little bit about comedy, dabbling into acting, some relationship stuff, and a mix of a whole bunch of other things. So yeah, check out the episode. Yeah.
That's okay. Literally bulgogi.
Mm-hmm.
A mix of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't it? Yeah. Bars. Put that on a t-shirt.
Bars. Okay, merch.
I had like maybe like 50 plus jobs.
Wow, really?
Oh yeah, Baskin Robbins, Taco Bell, yeah. Those guys who do the emissions in the trunk of the, you know, the back of the cars to make sure your smog will pass.
Oh.
I'm literally like everything. And then I was like, okay, I'm not good at this. And I tried.
Yeah.
I tried everything.
Mm, yeah.
You know? 50.
Yeah. Salesman. Yeah.
Oh, what were you selling?
Mortgages. Oh.
Like, you just mentioned trunks. So I was like, what were you selling?
I wish, man. I would have failed at that too. Can you imagine just like failing like the being like a criminal? Like, oh,
shoot. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And then you just kind of like stumbled into comedy. Have you like always like been interested?
I've always was like I'll watch TV and I'll watch like SNL. And I'll be like, oh, these guys, how do you get on TV, you know? And mm-hmm. I Googled like, oh, it's either stand-up or improv. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And I was like, improv was like $500 to sign up.
It's literally,
it's expensive. Yeah. And I was like, maybe I'll, and stamps free, you know?
Right.
You go to a coffee shop, tell a few, you know, feet jokes, and you're in, you know? Like, you don't have to like pay anything, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, so I got into that and I was like, all right, I did my first mic. And then I told you guys earlier, like I did my first show and that went well, really well, when it's not supposed to. And then I got cocky and I was like, yeah, they've invited me to it was Laughs Unlimited. That was a club in Sacramento.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And it was like sold out. My first sold out. It was my second show.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How did you, what?
I'm not good at this. Yeah. You know? Like, I went there and.
But you went into it being like, I'm good at this.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right.
I went in like, yeah, this is like easy peasy, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I got a little cocky. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went, bombed, and the show was like, I remember that night, it was like me and then amongst like other like really big comics. Like they've been on The Late Show, they've been on like Comedy Central.
Oh, wow.
And then it was just me, you know? They thought I was funny at this dang open mic that, you know, maybe 20 people were there.
Yeah.
And just wanted to laugh at me for no reason. And ruined my, oh man.
So like after that happens, like how do you recover?
What's the process from on stage knowing like, oh, I'm eating shit,
mm-hmm.
till the aftermath? Like,
you know what it is? I went home and I grabbed like a muffin or something and I'm just eating it super slowly, you know? And I'm just like, that's what I do. When I decompress, I grab a muffin and I eat it like with like literally the tiniest pieces, and I just like one by one and I contemplate like my thoughts. And I was like, bro, that was bad, you know? But then I was like, maybe you're just not doing it in the right area. And it's like, and I thought, of course, that's where my mind was going. It's like, but I knew I failed, but I knew that I could get better.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, it was right then and there when I was like, okay, if I don't want to give up now after bombing like that,
right,
I think I got a shot at this, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay, I gotta say that's one of the most like unique processes.
The muffin. Process.
Yeah, like
I'm gonna try.
Yeah,
it works. It works. It's like you're not so like because you're not in your thoughts. For right. me, maybe I got like ADHD or something. I don't even. I should probably go get checked out. but I'm like, yeah, I have to like focus on something so my mind doesn't race.
Oh yeah, god, that makes true. Sense.
Yeah. So it calms me down almost.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I do that too, but yeah. I think I'm just like a little avoidant.
Yeah.
I just like don't like to think about my thoughts in my life. So
grab the muffin.
Yeah. Okay, nice. And then you said you've been here for 7 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing my thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I discovered you on TikTok and I'm happy to have you on. We're both happy to have you on. Just talking about like, you know, moving to LA, the dating scene specifically. And so yeah, we've been doing this podcast for a bit now and I actually released an episode like maybe a month back mm-hmm. on how like girls should be treated in the dating process. And so it's like a lot about how like, you know, the guy should be setting up the date, he should be making reservations, and it's kind of like this term like princess treatment.
Yeah,
but I actually got a lot of friends like being like, I freaking disagree yeah. with you, like oh. I don't think it should be the guy pursuing, like I don't like believe in like traditional gender roles when it comes to like the dating process. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that because I know that you are in a relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe give him context of like, give him examples, like, and for how long, like, do you want him to open the door for you forever kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa, forever. Hannah, oh my god. No, listen. I think you're on to something there.
Okay.
And like for me, like I get it. Like it was hard to when I moved out. I'm like, I got out of a really long term relationship.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So those are always tough.
Right.
Yeah. Like you're so used to certain things and styles and patterns and like the way even the way you open the door or like, you know, whatever. It's tough.
Yeah.
And when
you
get out of that, and then like there was like a 3-year period where I was just like, I don't know how to date, you know? I didn't even know you're supposed to plan things because I was so comfortable in my, I was like, the other person would just plan it already.
Yeah.
Right. When you talk about gender roles, it's like, she always had that handled.
Interesting.
I'm so bad. Like, I can barely keep up now. Like, I thought yesterday our podcast was yesterday.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well, she's just,
yeah. When she texted me and she's like, oh, parking, all I saw was parking is gonna be hard. And I was like, oh crap. I was like, was it today? I'm literally like on another thing and I'm like, oh god, I have to leave. And then I checked it and then you were like, okay, it's not until tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I need someone to just balance that for me, you know?
Oh, got you.
Yeah, so I was never good at that. Mm. So when you talk about like, oh, plan dinner, plan, I'm like, oh, it makes me nervous. I'm like, I suck so bad. I try. There's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think that, and every woman should deserve that, you know? I'm not saying they shouldn't.
You plan everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, right now, as we speak, I'm doing like exercises on how to like I'll set reminders on my phone.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And I'll be like, okay,
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Valentine's Day. Go get candy and go get a balloon or something. And then it's like stuff like that. I'm just like, oh yeah, and then you're supposed to make dinner reservations. Mm-hmm. It's like calling dinner reservations is a oh my god. That's a tough one on its own, you know?
Especially in LA.
Yeah. You guys laugh because you probably you guys know what to do.
She's like a Yelp elitist, so it's like
I think I'm like naturally a planner.
Yeah.
And so like when it comes to like maybe like the guy not making the plan, I think it's like frustrating on my end because I'm like, oh, this is
it's so easy.
Open table, like resi. but I guess like that is true. Like I don't have like the context, especially like for you for example, like how you had been in a relationship for so long and like had gotten used to like the dynamics of that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
And then I guess in terms of like you and your girlfriend, like how did you learn to set reminders?
Wow.
So, was there a little something something?
Yeah. Like I feel like recently I noticed that I'm like, 'cause she would do things for me and I'd be like, oh yeah, I should probably do that too. You know, and it became this like realization that I'm like, okay, it should be equal, you know, and it shouldn't be so like one-sided. And I feel like a lot of times even my friends are like, you ain't got to do that. I'm like, well, come on. It's like when you're in a relationship, you're supposed to try.
Right.
At least make an effort. Right. You know, don't shut it down. And so, that's where it came from. I was just kind of like, she would just do the small things, like fold my stuff or like, you know, I don't know, those things. Right. And then I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. It's like, makes me think like I never did that before, you know?
That's a good sign though, that she never had to like bring it up really. It was like you noticing, oh, like that was sweet of her. I should also like do that. Like that's, I feel like that's a organic way of going about
it. Yeah, definitely. It was you know, you learn from your mistakes is what they always say, you know. So I try to like really focus on the mistakes, because then it's like, because then you'll get ahead, you know.
You're right. I actually like have some girlfriends who will like purposefully do things and like treat their boyfriend how they want to be treated. And so in a way it's kind of like, maybe she trained you without you even knowing it.
Oh, wow, that's sneaky.
So really she's one step ahead.
She's learning from your mistakes.
So it's like those like it's like quizzing within the relationship.
It's like you know how they say like in a relationship like there's still like a little bit of a game that you have to play.
A game, huh?
Yeah, like
he's like define it.
What is that?
it's like you know, if you're always the one to make plans with your boyfriend, always the one to initiate hangouts, it's like once in a while, let me step back. Like, let me not text you first. Let me not double text.
Oh gosh.
And then like, it's like a little bit of a wake up call.
Oh my god, he's crumbling right before us.
I despise these games, you know, like in the beginning. That's why dating was so hard, you know,
because you don't like the games.
It's like, I like you. I can't even say that nowadays. I can't just text you and be like, I like you. Right, and it's like, whoa, this guy. What is It's like, Jesus Christ. Like, I wish it would just be like, because it's like, oh, I gotta be cool. I gotta text her one word answers. And then she's like, oh my God, I like him so much. There's so mysterious about it. It's like, meanwhile, I'm doing this not by choice.
Right.
I'm doing this because, okay, I know she's gonna like this.
Right.
So let me play it tough. And it's like, ugh. And then it's finally when you get through that barrier.
Right.
Then you're like, yay, love, right? Like,
right.
But it's so exhausting.
No, it is.
It is.
It is. Yeah. It is. And no, I mean, I think for me too, like, I really try not, as much as it seems like I play games, I try not to play games because it's just like, oh, let me just like text you like a normal human being. Like, if I see your text, I'm gonna respond. I'm not gonna like do the whole like, let me wait as many hours as he waited. But at the same time, I think like when I don't play the games, there is a little bit of like, it seems like they start to pull away, or there's like a little bit of like hesitation. Like it's almost like from his end, he's like, oh my gosh, like, she's so obsessed with me.
Guys aren't perfect either, I'll tell you. So the men that I'm sure that you go after, well, there's men, then there's boys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a difference. Sometimes you just gotta wiggle your way through, and then you'll find, and same with us.
Right.
You know? And I think that, it's funny because I see that from my friends too. They're horrible at dating, you know? And they're exactly those guys, you know? They're just like, yeah, I don't want to. I'm like, well, why not? Ooh, try this. Be honest, you know?
Ooh, I have an idea. Yeah. Be yourself.
Yeah. He's like, well, I can't let her get it. It's like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
You know? So, but yeah, I get it. It's tough when it's like guys are, you're going through that same type of mess, you know?
Yeah. I'm a little over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like currently right now, I'm like, oh, I'm over it. I was like telling her like yesterday, I think that, I think I've just like, I just always burn myself out when it comes to dating. Like, I'll just go on
too many. It's also because of the games. It's like the amount of dates, but also like having to keep track of all the games with like all the guys that you go on dates with. Whoa. Like, it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah.
So I'm currently over it, but I will set a reminder in my head to avoid your friends.
There you go.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah.
I will be the first to say that. Please avoid them at all costs.
Got it. Because also you mentioned earlier how they'll kind of be like, oh, you don't need to do all that.
Yeah.
And so do you ever feel like amongst your like friends, your guy friends specifically, that they're kind of like, simp, like you're doing too much?
Yeah, I think it's because I've always felt that. Like, I had to, not necessarily, I can't have my own stand on certain things, but I feel like they definitely sway a certain, that's towards that way.
Oh, you know?
Because none of them are in committed relationships.
I was going to say, I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
That they're not in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
Because they'd probably do the same thing if they were in one. Maybe?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. If they watch this, they're going to be like, you out of my life.
Yeah.
No, I think that they're just, yeah, commitment is hard for them. And it used to be for me. I used to have a really tough time because for me it was trust though, you know, like I couldn't trust anybody because I'm like, oh, if I'm going to jump in, I'm going to jump in in something, right?
Right.
Full force.
Yeah.
But then it's like, if I, you know, if I'm not 1 foot in, one foot out type of guy,
right,
you know?
Right.
And so that's always been like a challenge stepping into like the dating game. It was like, oh, this girl's probably not going to like the way I brush my teeth or something, or you know,
she's gonna get an egg.
She's like, oh, why does he use like four fingers instead of like three? It's like, oh, like, I don't know, you know, what if she judges me on the way I, you know, I don't have a clothes basket at home, so I just like, I can tell you guys are judging me right now.
Wait, actually, no judgment, because she has one.
Really?
Sorry,
okay,
she has one. Does she use it?
No. I also do. That's why I was like, oh, wait, me too?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See, it's not always people will be judging me. I'd be like, I just, if it's dirty, I put it in a pile.
It's a pile.
Yeah.
Because it's dirty.
Right.
But what's the difference, huh?
Yeah. Well, okay, no. So my thing is like, I have my dirty, dirty clothes in the laundry basket, but then there's a semi-dirty pile. Like, that's what the chair is for. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I wore it once, but like, I wasn't like, in like running around in dirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I have two piles.
Oh, you do? Okay, like, you have two piles.
Like, yeah, just separate two piles.
How we organize laundry? Well, okay, so you have your dirty pile and it's just one pile.
Yeah. Huh. Maybe multiple.
Okay.
My whites and my dirty.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm that organized though,
right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. It's not like, okay.
Wait, are you guys, you said you guys are both dating?
I'm dating.
You're dating, okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
And you're not.
I'm, yeah.
She goes on dates.
She goes on
dates.
Oh, yes,
I will go on.
You're dating and you're in a relationship.
Yes.
Dating. In a relationship, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, how long have you been dating your partner for?
Like a little over a year.
Ah.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, same.
Same?
Yeah.
Wow, we're like the same. Cocoa rolls.
Cocoa rolls.
No clothes basket.
Can I eat this now?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Please eat. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I got out of a relationship like a year and a half ago, I think. So just been going on dates here and there, but
are you on the, what is, as the old apps. People say, the apps?
On the apps.
Yes, I am on the apps. I actually deleted all of them because I also found that like, I feel like I don't know if I have commitment issues. I may, but more than that, it's like, I would just go to the apps for validation, you know, like it's like easy to like, I feel like Instagram validation has kind of like died down.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, oh, cool. I got some likes, but like, I think the validation on apps is different.
Okay.
You know,
that's interesting.
Yeah, it's just kind of different.
I think it like fulfills a different need a little bit than Instagram,
you
know?
Oh, cause I think the intention is almost set on the apps, you know? It's
okay.
Like, oh
yeah.
Like that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, because in Instagram, it'd just be like a DM or something.
Right.
And it'd be like, hey, you're cute or whatever. But
yeah. Right.
This other app is intentionally for the purpose of finding love.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think has its caveats as well, because when I meet some guys, it's like, oh, do you like actually like me, or do you just like want to be in a relationship with anybody? You know, because like they're just so set on their goal of like, oh, I want to be in a relationship. And so I've definitely like found its pitfalls, but also like, yeah, I'm just over it. Also, I think I've seen everyone in Los Angeles at this point.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot.
It's like where you're swiping and then it says, we've run out of people.
full. Like, please, no way. Please wait, increase your distress.
I've never been on these apps, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, no?
No.
Huh. So you met your girlfriend, like, organically?
Yeah.
In the wild?
Yeah, in the wild.
That's rare.
I was just at a show, you know Mama Shelter?
I feel like I've heard of it.
It's like a rooftop bar type thing.
Okay. Yeah.
They have comedy shows there. And so I wasn't performing that night, but I was just watching Willie, my friend Willie, perform.
Yeah.
And so he went up and then, I met her there. It was like during COVID time. She had a mask on. I didn't even know what she looked like.
Right.
I was just like.
Your eyes are beautiful.
Yeah. I think I said. What did I say?
What did you say?
Oh, I was like, oh, you know where the bathroom's at? And then I was just like, oh, over there. I was like, oh, cool. And I went back. And then as I walked back, I was like, I didn't need to go to the bathroom.
I like how you admitted it. You just messed up immediately.
I did. Yeah. And I just wanted to say you're very pretty. And then I was like, you probably have a boyfriend, right? So that's literally my line. And she's like, oh, I don't. I was like, oh, okay. Well, can I get your number? And then she's, yeah, that's how it happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you ever, like, get nervous?
You know what? No. I get more nervous if I don't say something.
Oh.
I guess I've never been afraid of rejection. You know, it's maybe because I'm on stage or I'm, you know, whatever. It's like numb now, you know.
Oh.
But there have been times where it's not always a success. Like I was at a bar one time and my friends were like, they were trying to like, race wise, they were like, you should try to go for this like really pretty black lady over there, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's no way that she'll ever give me the time of day. Uh-huh. And they're like talking me up. They're like, yeah, you should totally go do it, bro, come on. You know, we're like three old fashions in at this point, you know?
Right.
So he's like, all right. And then I was like, whatever, I'll do it, you know? I walk up and she sees me walk up. Mm-hmm. And then she literally, she puts her hands on my chest and she says, oh no, baby. And then like,
Oh my god! Oh my god! That's the worst. That's the worst thing ever.
The secondhand embarrassment.
It was a physical reaction.
I felt her hand on my chest. That's like the worst when you can feel it. And she said, "No, baby." And I said, "Okay." I walked back and I said, "Yeah." She said, "No." And they're like, "No." I'm like, "Well, no, baby." And they're like, "Wow." And then that was like. So a lot of stuff like that, you know, but I laugh about it. It's just like, I just know sometimes I'm not going to be, you know, it's all about a type sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Unless you try to get them on a date and you could talk and like conversate and find out more. But that's always tough within the first few minutes.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like, what can I tell you? It's like, here I am, you know?
Yeah.
Do you like me? No.
Straight to it.
Yeah. So, never been on the apps, but I think it's weird because I think, like, one time I downloaded it and I tried to putting stuff together. Uh-huh. And I'm like, again, this is not my style at all.
Yeah.
Like, I told you I can't plan stuff. And then this is like doing homework.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to enter this. Oh, I threw it away. I was like, okay, I'm done. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but curating that profile is hard. It's a lot of work.
Did you find your partner on apps?
No, but I was on an app. I was on Hinge. And then I couldn't really do it.
Mm.
Like, it was always like, oh, hi. And then I would say hi. And then they say, hey. And then I'm like, I don't want to do it.
That's it? You stop at the intro?
At like, hi. I got scared.
You were the one saying hi.
I was like, oh, they're cute. I'm going to talk to them. And then I'm like, oh, I'm scared. Like, I can't do it. I don't know. It was weird.
The guys are probably like, what did I do?
I just responded.
Next time, I'm going to say hi with the I. Not hey.
That's so different because I think, like, to an extent, like, a lot of my dating experience, like, comes from the apps. I think, like, I get more nervous in person. It's like, oh my gosh, if I find someone cute, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna approach them.
Yeah, my sister's the same way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, she's like, I can't.
Yeah.
She's like, she's all about, you know?
Yeah. Okay. How old is your sister?
She's like, I think she just turned 18. Oh. Yeah, so she's young. Yeah, yeah, okay, she's graduated.
Right. Yeah, she has time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's very like, I don't like meeting people in person. I'm like, well, her name's Victoria, but I call her Vicky. And I'm always like, you should probably like try to talk to people in person, you know? She's like, I just don't like that. It's just like my generation. I'm like, all right, well.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah. It is true.
Yeah.
She's a girl. She talks like this with her fingers, you know? That's
like, yeah. Like the TikTok.
Yeah. That's her. So I get it.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. You weren't lying though. These were like way better than the
coconut. Wait, are they?
Yeah.
Wait, so is the original like just coconut?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it's this shape and everything.
Yeah.
I want to try the OG.
It's like high
though.
Quality.
It is.
Uh-huh. Also Costco. Well, you it's can from Costco.
No.
Yeah, you can where buy them in bulk.
Where do you get yours?
Sprouts.
Oh.
Only because they're on sale.
Oh, yeah.
I go there and they're like, normally they're like $6 a bag, but okay. You wait. Until they, it's like a weekly cycle, and then they'll be like, oh,
no way.
And they'll slap the sticker on there, it will be like $2.99. I'll be like, yes.
Oh my God.
I'm going to Sprouts.
Sorry, Sprouts. I just busted you.
Yeah. Wait, also $5 deals for their sandwiches. Have you had them?
No.
Oh my God. They're literally like this big.
What?
It's crazy.
I didn't know that.
It's $5. $6 if you want to like upgrade to Boar's Head, but you know.
No, that's the fancy stuff.
Yeah, the fancy stuff.
Have you guys had Boar's Head bacon?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
What, the texture?
It's just crispier.
Oh, okay.
High quality.
Oh.
Not that flimsy Oscar Mayer stuff.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. No. And then also, if it's like too thick, then it takes too long to cook.
If it's so, too
like,
thick? Yeah. Yes. Who likes super thick bacon?
Right. I'm like, I'm just eating pork belly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's just too much for me.
Oh, man. I'm so glad you can use that reference, you know? Yeah. I feel like... I haven't been able to be around my kind in so long.
Are majority of your friends not your kind?
No, majority is not. Majority is not.
Majority is not? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that like... Because like when you moved to LA, that was just kind of the friend group like you found yourself in, or?
Yeah, I feel like ever since I was a kid, I feel like I've always been like, all my friends have been, see, what it was is I grew up poor, okay? So most of my friends and like when we're like coming up, it's like yeah. Very like, actually I had a lot of Asian friends when I was younger, to be honest.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, in our neighborhood. It was in Massachusetts and... Oh. Yeah, we grew up in the Fall River, Rhode Island, like that type of area.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds very white.
Oh, man, the opposite.
Really?
It was so ghetto. Yeah. Oh. Like, we had to go inside. My grandma raised me, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, I remember, like, 7 p.m., like, all the kids would have to rush inside because, like, the gangs would start fighting.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So, it was really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, then... But, yeah. Anyways, on to the other stuff. But, my... Yeah, my friends were always just like, I remember growing up, like with the white kids, especially like in high school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was only white people, you know, and I was like the only Asian kid. I went to Fife High School and that was in Seattle when I moved out there. But yeah, it was like everyone was like driving like these fancy cars and like, you know, just they could buy the personal pizzas and during lunchtime, you know.
Oh shit.
Yeah. my sack lunch that my grandma made me, you know, like
right.
Stuff like that. But it was so my friends just kind of gravitated towards, you know, Mexicans, black guys, yeah. Like so yeah, it just kind of drifted in that. And then when I moved to LA, it was kind of like the same, you know. I think I'm more so humor we related to versus money and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
got yeah.
It.
So I feel like we just got each other when like we made a joke about something, they got it, you know? Like we talk now and right now it's like you guys just get it.
Yeah.
And you guys like enjoy it and it's like we're having fun and it's like sometimes you don't always get that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Pause.
More cocoa rolls for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you tried a blackberry?
Yeah. Wait, not a blackberry. Why? You like is it bad?
It's so fucking bad.
No, it's not bad.
No, it's...
Why'd you put them on the plate then, huh? He's like, you know what? He won't notice.
I ate them and I like couldn't swallow it. Isn't it sour? Isn't
no.
It really sour?
Try them.
Are you just hiding? Like...
Yeah.
See?
They were sour.
They were sour. They're not just sour. I was gonna say he's definitely fucking with me because they're bad, and I know that. Because I gave it like a third chance too, because I was like, I think this one is gonna be the sweet one, but it wasn't.
Did you do? You don't do blueberries?
The blueberries are good.
Yeah.
Also, what happened with the berries was I was putting the blueberries and the blackberries in there, and then I tasted a blackberry, and I was like, that's fucking gross. I gotta take them out. And so I started taking them out, and she goes, no, leave them in there. I want to see him eat it.
Kara, I want to see him eat it.
The way that you had no, like, so good. It didn't work. My plan didn't work.
I'm so glad you did this. But the good thing is she had one too, so
I don't even know. Yes. The way that I also believed, I was like, yeah, maybe this one will be good.
Yeah,
no,
it wasn't. Yeah, it's my acting skills.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't move down here for comedy. You moved down here for acting, right? Yeah, how did you find yourself like in the like acting like commercial world?
So, it's weird. It's like I was doing stand up. I was at a club. I was at the Laugh Factory, and I had a good night there. And someone came up to me and was like, hey, you ever thought about doing like TV stuff? And I was like, no. And I thought it was like a joke, or maybe you want to see me naked or something, you know? I'm like, you never know,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
These weirdos. And no, he was like, yeah, no, I really want to work with you. And so I had a meeting with him and just signed me up, you know? And then,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And they started sending me auditions.
Oh, so it was an agent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was agent. And then they started sending me out for stuff. And then I just started booking so many commercials, and I was like, I didn't even know they could pay so well, you know?
Just pay well.
It was like, I was doing like odd jobs at the time.
Right.
And then once I started doing that, and I was, you know, booking Nintendo, booking, you know, Volkswagen, whatever, like.
Oh, damn, you're booking the big things.
Yeah.
Wow.
All these projects.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy cow, you know? And then residuals and like,
yeah.
McDonald's, you know, all these people, like, I'm like, okay. Then I'm like, I just started seeing checks coming in, and then they started sending me out for TV. Like I was on the show Station 19.
Oh, like, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I did like a lot of like auditions for TV in the last like 6 months.
Oh,
this is all new to me.
Oh, it's all very recent.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm just now like learning. A lot of my friends are actors, so it helps that I can like, you know, read with them and figure it out, but. Yeah, it's been like, it's been a weird like transition from stand up to this, and so while still doing stand up,
right?
Yeah, just trying to like, I like it better because stand up's definitely more consistent because you go and you can do what you want and it's just you,
right,
and the crowd and have fun. And but with like shows and or like being on set or something, it's just like it can get very boring.
You know, you're just waiting.
Like one time I was on a set and I was just like sitting there from 6 a.m. all the way to 3 p.m. doing nothing. I had like 4 lines, and then finally they pulled me in for 30 minutes, do the lines, okay, and then I'm out.
And then you're done.
Yeah. And I was like, well, that's how it goes. Could be worse. Yeah. Could be worse. But yeah, I feel like now I'm finding myself getting in more heavy with the acting stuff, and it's not by choice. They just keep putting me in these things, you know?
Right.
So, that's great.
I'm like, oh my God, I hate this. I'm making money. Yeah. Like, people know me. Oh my gosh.
I know, no. You're right. I should. It shouldn't be that energy.
It's okay. You don't need to be grateful. It's fine.
That came out wrong for sure.
No.
I'm like, everyone, I'm like, no, I really love it. it's more so, yeah, I think it's, I'm just trying to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's very heavy right now. It's like this morning, I had 3 I had to do, you know, with like just being on Zoom and like.
3 auditions?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
One commercial, and then another one with this movie with, what's her name? Awkwafina and John Cena.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh,
and like, so I'm reading with them on that. And it's like this, like, you're in the Zoom with like the producers and everyone. And like, this is like the 4th meeting we've had.
Right.
And so like, I'm like, can you make your mind up? Or like, you know, like,
you figure it out before you call the meeting.
Yeah. So it's stuff like that where you're like in your head a lot about like, all right, well, you kind of got to get numb to the situation, you know, and not so, and it's, you got to, your mind's always got to be like, all right, on to the next, on to the next, you know? So
do you find that acting comes natural to you?
I think it didn't start at first, but like I said, it was helpful to have friends in the industry to kind of give me some tips.
Yeah.
But it was like, I took like a few classes cause they recommended a few. And then it was really what I learned from that is just like, you just want to like be as natural as possible. Mm. And then it won't ever come across as like you're trying to be something, you know? Yeah. So it helped a lot. Just like, yeah, maybe not. I think stand up really helped because it kind of formed me, like my character, my brand. Mm. And so not so difficult to like, pretend to be somebody I'm not, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. I do feel like I was like on set like one time as like a production assistant. And after that I was like, I'm not doing this because it's,
waiting.
It's so much waiting around.
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, oh my God, we're going to do this 30 times. Like, it's going to be 30 times. Like, it was exhausting. And so I was just playing. Yeah, I'm making fun. Because, yeah, no, I think, like, of course, it seems like glamorous on the outside of, like, being on set and all of that. But, like, at the end of the day, it's like, this is a job.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
you're in this tiny, like, two-square-foot trailer, you know, you can barely, I'm like barely moving my legs, like, I'm just looking at my lines like all day, like, so yeah, it's like, I get it, it's, and especially as a PA, like, oh my gosh, I know what you guys do, and like all day long, constantly running around, or just like standing there, and then with your walkie, and like,
walkie,
yep, he's coming right now,
I'm taking an improv class too.
What?
Just for she loves it.
Just for shits and gigs.
Yeah.
That you, wait, which one? The UCB?
UCB.
Yeah, yeah. They're really good.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. But I think more than anything, I was like, I went into it with like, I think this would be a good life skill to build.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it's just like, oh, I can just fucking have the confidence more than anything to be able to thrive in any situation. Like, it's the networking thing, you know?
Yeah.
It goes back to networking.
Everything ties back around, you know?
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it. It's definitely a life skill, for sure.
Yeah.
I find that now, it's like, you just like, you can be in anywhere, any situation, any type of, and it's just like, you'll never find it awkward.
Right.
You know, you'll make it the best of it or the most of it.
Yeah. Right. And then, even in like the awkwardness, I think I've like learned to
sit in it and be okay with it.
Yes. Because I think she would always point out.
Oh, she would do this thing where, because I feel like I'm okay with awkwardness. Like, I'll sit in it and I'll like watch you suffer. But she has to hum. Like, every time it gets a little awkward, she starts singing.
And you make fun of me with my muffins?
But like, it's like in an Uber. Just imagine me like being like, fuck, it's awkward.
Yeah, she starts humming. And I'm like, are you humming? Are you singing right now?
How long has this been going on for?
Oh, like her whole years. Life. Yeah. Because it comes from my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my dad hums when it's awkward.
He's a big hummer?
And he can't, like, he does hum, but he's like, he can't have awkward silence or else he'll go crazy. Like, he has to be talking all the time.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, or someone has to be talking. Yeah. And if nobody's talking, he'll take the initiative. So that's just been directly, it just copy-paste.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but I've because you pointed it out and I got embarrassed, I was like, I'm not gonna do that anymore. And so now
no,
I've
I
learned
loved it though.
No, you didn't. Now I've learned
I just
to sit in
point it out.
Yeah, I've learned to sit in it. Like, I think there's like a newer appreciation for awkwardness now.
That was the best thing you said, I think. Copy paste. Oh my God, that is so funny.
And so when it comes to comedy, I know you've been doing it for a long time and you don't even get nervous, but do you still bomb? Like, are there nights where you're like, frick?
I'm trying to think. Oh my God. Okay, so I don't bomb necessarily. Mm. It's okay. For example, I got booked on a show, and it seemed legit. Everything was fine, you right. know. It was at one of these local clubs out here, and this not just me. Everyone was bombing, right? Okay. Everyone was bombing, and it was very weird. Didn't okay. make any sense. This was a packed house. Why right. is everyone bombing?
Yeah.
And so this other person goes up, completely destroys. Just only one. And all the comics, and I know these comics, they're, you know, they've been on Comedy Central. They've been, we're working like, out here, you
right,
know?
Big things,
like, we're
yeah.
funny people. Yeah, right? yeah. Nothing was landing. It'd be like,
Oh, no.
Right?
The sympathy.
Right. And then I'm like, okay. So then when we're done with the show, the comic that was killing it, he brought 40 freaking people.
Oh,
and it was
okay.
a 50 person club.
Oh, my.
So there was maybe like 10 real audience members.
Yeah.
Those were the ones that were laughing. And then everyone else was like, oh, they were waiting for our friend to come up. And yeah, they weren't really into stand up. So they call those like bringer shows.
Bringer
shows. Yeah. And comedy is very frowned upon.
Oh.
They don't
for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't tell you because comics would be like, I'm not doing that. Is that a bringer show? I'm not doing that. Because it's pointless.
Right.
You go and it's like this big group of people that they don't want to be there, but right. their friend is performing stand up for the first time.
Oh.
So they want to go watch and support. And so you get your real comics in there, and it's kind of like they're just like, okay, what are they doing? Like, what are they trying to tell jokes or something? Like,
right.
Yeah. It's like,
right.
Oh, that's a thing?
That's a thing.
That's crazy.
Right? That is crazy.
Yeah, it's very weird.
That's but, bad energy right there.
Yep. So some bomb sessions can happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes I find myself like, if I'm like sad about something and I still have to go up and perform, that's tough too.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I got to make you laugh, but I'm like crying inside. You
right,
know? Like,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah. got to get the job done. It might not be my best show, but it'll be okay.
Mm.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stuff like that. But,
yeah.
Bombing can still happen. It can always happen. You know?
Yeah. I always thought about that for comedians. Like, they are always the ones to make others laugh. But, like, what if they're having, like, the shittiest day or they just, like, broke up with someone or it's just, like, bad.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
they're feeling bad. Like, that's so
when
hard.
I got on my long-term relationship and I, like literally, like, and that's when all the shows started coming in hot, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, you know, it's just...
always all about.
Yeah, you guys okay? How you doing? Yeah, and it's like, all they heard that, I think that first week or second 2 weeks in a row was just like, yeah, you know, I just got over a breakup and it's like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't funny at all. It was just like the saddest shit, you know, like, but it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
For me, I've found like, just like light in that now, like in that sadness, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm just
no,
like,
sure.
I go perform. I'm grateful to do it. I enjoy it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that? Is that
yeah.
what I'm grateful for these ones. yeah, so I just, yeah, I just enjoy it now where I don't have to like lean into the sadness and deep down we are, but it's like you get so deep, you don't even know what to do anymore.
Mm.
This is all you got.
Right.
I'm stuck. I can't do anything else.
Huh.
This is all I got left. Can't go into marketing now. What the heck is? What
yeah.
is,
you know, yeah. They're
talking about crypto. And
they're like, did you make a cum joke? That's not HR appropriate.
Oh god.
Like,
yeah. Ugh.
Huh. Okay.
I guess you got acting though, and you're good at it. Or just,
it comes naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The acting stuff will probably keep going. I mean, it's like. It's so a lot of drama stuff, so we'll see how that works out. You know, you would think it's like supposed to be comedy, but yeah, I haven't gotten any of that stuff. It's always like the darkest, like scripts. Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't want to do this, or one of those types of things.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But you go out for the comedy like roles?
No, you would think. No.
What's your age doing?
They're
expand your horizon.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's like they're sending me out on like very like dramedies type stuff, you know?
Okay.
I guess maybe still comedy, but
yeah.
Like more stuff like DC the Penguin or like yeah, or like these like movies where it's like you gotta be like you're fighting with your girlfriend or like it's like very intense and
I see.
You know, and I'm like, man, I'm like, you guys, I guess this is what it is, you know? They see what they see,
right,
you know?
Right,
I'm like, here I am trying to make people laugh, and then it's like, the flip side of that, it's like, yeah.
But I get it. I feel like drama might be, it's easier for me to do drama, I think. For,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like with comedy, I feel like, I understand like the timing and uh-huh. you know, the characters and whatever. But with drama, it's like, I can just like be serious, like it's easy. It's like normal, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I do feel like sometimes when I like analyze something too much or have too much like knowledge about something, it can be like, I kind of get lost in like the technical aspects of it. Mm. And so I don't know. I feel like, I mean, with comedy, like when you like know the timing and like you kind of like know what works, do you ever find like that you lose like the the foundations of it, in a sense? Does that make sense?
When it comes to
like writing jokes or performing stand-up, like are you ever like,
are you trying to say like, is it like, does it ever get too technical because mm-hmm. you've broke it down so much and you've studied it so much that maybe you lose, maybe not the foundation, but like the passion or mm-hmm. like the natural like stuff that comes
yeah.
out?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Sometimes it can be like that. Because if you're telling a joke or the same joke for like 5 years, and it's about time to retire that joke, you know? Yeah, because you get to a point where you're like, okay, I'm so sick of telling this joke. Like, I need to figure out a way to spark it.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'll think of something and I'm like, that's when I talk about that excitement mm-hmm. to go on stage, it's that I have this new stuff that I want to see if it's gonna work.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's, I never really lose a passion. You can, if you don't constantly keep thinking of new stuff. Yeah. Cause, and that's with everything. I think that you can't grow if you don't, you know, apply just pressure, you know, whether it's like new jokes or new material or a new set altogether. Because I told you earlier, it was like 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And
right.
Yeah. And so you want to, the goal for every comedian is to get to like the 30 to an hour length of material. Then you could do a special. You could do a, you know.
Right.
And that takes like 5 years to build.
I bet.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet.
Just because it's like you throw away so many jokes and you keep the ones that work. And then finally, within 5 years, it's fine-tuned,
right,
you know,
because you have to test it out with all different types of audiences and then see if the new one works with a different audience.
Exactly.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, you gotta tour, you gotta go to Denver, you gotta go to Chicago, then you gotta go to New York, then you gotta go to Florida, and you run the same bits and you see, and then you edit and you adjust and you make it again, and then you go back to the drawing board, and then it's, it's a process.
Okay. And then there are different reactions depending on the
absolutely.
City
absolutely yeah
okay and so have you toured?
Yeah.
Oh, and then do you have like a, do you find that there's a city where your jokes work the best?
Yeah. I think Seattle.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Seattle. I remember we did a weekend in, it was like there's two theaters out there. I forget the name. Gosh. You guys are not from Seattle? No.
I have like two friends from there.
Oh.
Maybe you know them.
Maybe.
Are they in tech?
Oh my gosh. I can't think of the name. The UAE theaters. I don't know. But they're smart there.
Oh.
They're very smart. So people, what I've noticed is that I have this joke about like, what was that show? Chris Hansen, To Catch a Predator. And I talk about like, how they should remake it, right? And like, you know, where it's, I haven't told in a while because mostly it's only in Seattle I would talk about it, or like a smart audience, you know, that normally gets it.
Oh, I see.
But they would all, like every time I do that same set out there, they just laugh so hard at it.
Interesting.
And it's like, it was a twist on, when they catch him, so remake the show, when they catch him, instead of like the interviews, make them fight a lion with their bare hands. And it's like, you know,
right.
And be like, if you win, you're free to go. Right. Right? Yeah. And it's stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like a flip on. And so when, and they always get it, and it, and it's like, it falls short. If I'm in like a Florida, nothing, nothing. That's crazy. They're like, what is this? They're like, what?
Like, I will fight. I will fight.
Oh. I'm like, would y'all support pedophiles here? Like, what?
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. But it's stuff like that where I'm like, I think this Seattle, New York is really good. LA is, I find LA is pretty good too. But LA is so saturated because, you know, right. You got to be so loosey-goosey out here because, yeah, everyone kind of sees comedy on a weekly basis. Mm. So their standards are really high, you know?
Yeah.
So you always got to come with your A game, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Cool. So you do the same show when you're on tour for each city, or you don't tweak it at all? Like, if you kind of know that, like, Florida won't get that joke, like, will you take that out? Or will you do the same? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll do just... Sometimes if... sometimes a show off top, you'll tell a joke, and you can see that they're not biting on anything. Mm. Like, maybe think a minute in, right?
Oh.
So I flip it, I don't even tell jokes, I just go crowd work.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
And I'll just find a topic in the audience, and, or like a couple, because I have pre things that I can talk about. Mm-mm. And I just go into it, and I just make it funny from there.
Mm, right.
And then that generally works, where they're just like, they want that off the cusp comedy than a set.
Got it, yeah.
You know?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay, so that can happen too.
Yeah, yeah. So you're just like, it's literally like improv. Like, you're just like working on the spot of like, yep, what's going to work and what doesn't, and needing to pivot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I also never thought about like the intelligence level of an audience. Like, if something goes over their head, it's like, oh, you weren't smart enough
y'all
to get
dumb.
That.
Yeah.
It's something. Yeah, it's an onion, and you gotta peel it. It's like, ugh. It's like, all right, well, you can, and you can tell from like how they react to certain other jokes.
Mm.
Like, they have to understand it to pick it up.
Right.
Like,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Like, Michael Che is one of my favorite comedians.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And his stuff is always, I love how like he started his last special. Uh-uh. He's like, you know why I did it in San Francisco? He's like, because you guys will understand my jokes. It's like, yeah, I get it, bro. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. You know?
Huh.
Like, I'd probably do mine in, yeah, probably same. San Francisco, Seattle, or, you know?
Yeah. Okay, for sure. Any final questions?
No, I'm excited to see you tomorrow.
She's just... applying pressure.
She's excited. Applying pressure now. I'm like,
I want to, like, knowing all these like things that, like, I had no idea, like, that's kind of like how you guys are thinking and like playing off the audience and stuff. So I want to see one. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not tomorrow, like, if you have another
the next one. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm definitely gonna get you guys in the next one, if not tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm gonna try though. I'm still, I promise. I'll even send proof. I'll be like, here, look, I sent them the message and your names. So just send me your names, like the full names, and I'll add it to the list, and just like, we'll cross our fingers. Okay. And just like, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that'll be fun.
Question. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yay!
Thank you so much. That was so fun.
That was so fun, guys.
Yay.